This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris Woods with you. Well, there's lots in the Old Testament that we don't understand. There's a particularly interesting section in Exodus chapter 16. So sometime, I'm not going to go into it in great detail this morning, but sometimes you might like to have a look at it from verse 2 to 12. And that's the story of Moses and the people of Israel. Here these people were, so many of them, free. They were free from slavery. God was with them, and yet they still grumbled, grizzled, and doubted God. And in a time of need, and they certainly were in great need at that time, they discover through miraculous things that God is with them and that God did care for them. So it talks about bread falling from heaven each day, manna from heaven we might call, to meet the needs of these people. And it seemed amazing that that wasn't enough for them. There were miracles in their midst, and yet they kept on complaining and grumbling. Now, before we kind of say, well, that's really no good, they shouldn't have done, they should have appreciated God, what about ourselves? Often, when in times that we're afraid or times when perhaps we're out of our depth, they're the times that we do complain and grumble. And so this passage, that's Exodus 16, 2-12, actually has a lot of applications, and I think it really does say that God cares for his people. God is with us. He looks after us. Now, certainly, the complaining shows a lack of faith, and certainly we've done that ourselves, so we can't judge them. But it says there, "Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." So here is God saying, "I am your God, I am your Father." This crying out for food that the children of Israel were on about reminds us of the story in Luke of the judge. He didn't fear God or man, and he was appealed to by the widow who wanted justice. And finally, he gives in by saying, "Well, though I fear neither God nor man, I will grant her justice so that she'll stop wearing me out by her continual words." And Jesus says, "Well, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones that cry to him day and night? He will quickly grant justice to them." So God is there. We need to settle those fears and to receive the assurance. And the best assurance is that God has listened to us with sympathy and the assurance. So we see other experiences of people in the Old Testament in their times of anxiety and fear, and they are heard sympathetically. Moses certainly had lost his patience with them, but God had not given up. So God does provide for them. So as you look back on your life, you might say, "Well, there were things that I needed, but did I trust God?" The truth is that God was there. Hope came to us, perhaps in the times of sorrow. God has spoken to you in ways that you may not have realized, or in the times of pain. And of course, it's not a bad thing to be honestly looking at some of the questions that come to haunt us sometimes. It's not wrong to feel fear. It's not wrong to cry out and complain. Of course, it's only wrong to dwell on those feelings. So today, I just want to assure you that God has done so much for us. And I think there comes a need, and perhaps today, you can stop and think about just what it is that God has done for you. Even in the mysterious ways of life, God uses people, often perhaps our family members or friends. God has placed people at the right time. And the problem, of course, is that we're often not aware of that. So God wants us to bring our doubts, our fears, and the questions. Certainly there are questions in life. Perhaps we need to have another look at this. And we'll take this a little bit further one day too, but I hope that might be helpful to you today. Well, Lord, we acknowledge it's easy to give people a wrong impression. We can do this by a look or a touch. So I pray that you'll share your wisdom with us, Lord, and let our lives be a life of encouragement and peace to other people. And as a result, may your peace flow through our lives so that others may be aware of your peace. Lord, help us to stop complaining, to acknowledge you, and to see that each day you provide for us. And I offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.